We are reading from the writings of Bala Sulam. We are reading the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. We are in item 122.
Same issue, that it's in the middle. Start from the beginning.
We will start with the five Partsufim of Atzilut and the Ma and the Bon in each Partsuf. Item 120. It has been explained that the level of the new Ma expanded into a whole world in and of itself as well, like the world of Nikudim. The reason is, as it has been explained regarding the level of Nikudim, the doubling of the screen from phase 4 to 2, this is because the illumination of the Zon of Ak that shone through the Tabur and Yesod to Gar of Nikudim brought the first restriction back to its place. And the bottom head from Nikve Naim to the Peh, which caused all these levels of Gadlut of Nikudim to emerge, yet all these levels were revoked and broke once more, and all the lights departed them. Consequently, the second restriction returned to its place, and phase 4 was reunited with the screen.
So, we heard it. Next.
121. Hence, in the new Ma that emerged from the Metzach, there are two phases of Katnut and Gadlut, too, as in the world of Nikudim. The Katnut emerges first, according to the coarseness disclosed in the, which is the level of Zeranpin of clothing, called Chagat, and the level of Malchut of coarseness, called Nehi, due to the three lines made on the level of Malchut. The right line is called Netzach, the left line is called Hod, and the middle line is called Yesod. Yet, since there is only clothing in phase 1 without coarseness, it has no vessels. Thus, the level of Chagat is devoid of vessels, and it clothes the vessels of Nehi. This level is called embryo, ubar, which means that there is only coarseness of the root there, which remained in the screen after its refinement, during its ascent for coupling at the Metzach of the upper one. The level that emerges there is only the level of Malchut. Yet within, there is a concealed bottom hay, regarded as the bottom hay at the Mitzach. Once the embryo receives the coupling in the upper one, it descends from there to its place and receives the mochin of suckling, of yenika, from the upper one, which are coarseness of phase 1, considered the bottom hay in Nikve Enaim. Thus, it acquires vessels of Chagat 2, and Chagat expand from Nehi, and it has the level of Ranpin.
Is that clear?
Not
so much, right?
No.
Try and read it again a bit slowly.
Again, item 121.
I'm asking, please listen. You hear me? According to what I'm looking here, there are people that aren't paying attention to what the reader is reading. please.
121. Hence, in the new Ma that emerged from the Metzach, there are two phases of Katnut and Gadlut too, as in the world of Nikudim. First, the Katnut emerges according to the coarseness disclosed in the screen, which is the level of Ziranpin of clothing, which is called Chagat. And the level of Malchut of coarseness, which is called Nehi, due to the three lines that are made on the level of Malchut. The right line is called Netzach, the left line is called Hod, and the middle line is called Yesod. Yet, since there is only clothing in phase one without coarseness, it has no vessels. Thus, the level of Chagat is devoid of vessels, and it clothes in the vessels of Nehi. This level is called Ubar, embryo, which means the only coarseness of the root there, which remains in the screen after its refinement, during its ascent for coupling at the Metzach of the upper one. The level that emerges there is only the level of Malchut. Yet within, there is a concealed bottom hay, which is regarded as the bottom hay at the Metzach. Once the Ubar receives the coupling in the upper one, it descends from there to its place and receives the mochin of suckling of Yenika from the upper one, which are coarseness of phase one, which are considered the bottom hay in Nikve Enaim. Thus, it acquires vessels for Chagat too. Chagat expand from Nehi, and it has the level of Ziranpin.
Shilot.
Questions?
Ma.
What?
לא ברור מה זה החלק הזה של היתתה בגניזו.
It's not clear what that part of the lower hay that is in concealment that enters. That's the stage that it's not clear to me how it impacts what's happening here.
Later. More?
No, not kill me small. I mean,
well, let's start from left to right. Gilad.
In this item, he puts many new definitions. He's talking about three lines. All of a sudden, he's talking about the lower hay and concealment, all kinds of things that we had no explanation before this. Where do the three lines get born here?
The three lines are in order of the connection between right, left, and middle. That in the second restriction, that's how the degrees were set up. It's not because there was something additional, but because they were lacking something. So they're adding a form of connection between them, left, right, and middle. And in this way, they can exist in spirituality.
Does this have something to do with the shattering? Because he's talking about the birth of the world of Atzilut, how it's being born. So are these three lines related to the breaking, to the correction? Where does it come?
The shattered vessels that fell below, and now they need to reconnect in order to build 10 sefirot of themselves. And relatively whole 10 sefirot, that with them they can receive lights in order to bestow in their vessels. So these shattered vessels are below, they're shattered. The upper light shines on them, starts sorting them out. And from this sorting, they start organizing between them. And this order is according to three lines. Right, left, middle. Where does this come from? It comes from the shattering.
Yeah.
So here, instead of saying he's talking about Chagat Nehi, instead of saying the Metzach and the rest?
Yes, of course. We say that the coarseness of the root is Nehi, the coarseness of phase one is Chabad, Chagat.
Thank you.
Yeah?
He writes that after the coupling in Aviut Shoresh and Aleph in Metzach, the embryo gets the Mochin of Yenika from the upper one in the letter level of Nikveinayim. That means that it's like in the first coupling in the world of Nikudim.
Right, Katnut.
So this is the measure of Katnut.
Right.
Yes,
Niv.
What's the relationship between Katnut and Gadlut in the world of Nikudim and Katnut and Gadlut in the world of Atzilut?
It's the same thing. The way the vessels of Katnut are used in bestowing in order to bestow, and using the vessels in Gadlut, greatness, in receiving in order to bestow, that's also in the world of Nikudim and in the world of Atzilut. It's the same way of usage.
בעולם הניקודים הגדלות שימוש בכלים בגדלות
in the world of ניקודים and in the world of Atzilut probably not.
That was a correction of the three lines and they don't reach Gadlut, greatness, like in Olam HaNikudim and all the Ten Sefirot, but only in part of them.
So what was added in the world of Atzilut that will prevent the shattering despite the use of Gadlut?
The same records of the shattering that are now working in the world of Atzilut.
And what was worked out there?
The three lines?
I understood that the three lines was already in the second restriction, and it was supposed to be already. What changed the three lines that were created in the second restriction before the shattering?
The incorporation between the vessels of bestowal, of reception, and their combination.
And this is as a result of the shattering?
Yes.
Again.
Soon.
It seems to me, if I understand correctly, that it's like a certain new mold of connection between the Creator and the creature is created here. If the Creator at first created the creature with vessels that can receive, each time he receives, and then the vessels become diminished, until it comes to a state where these vessels cannot do anything. And here, a certain involvement of the Creator, of the Upper One, is being requested for these vessels to be able to receive something. Meaning, otherwise, if not this, there's no connection, there's no passage of light.
Yeah.
So the whole thing, level is born that's not capable of doing anything, and the Upper One kind of involves himself there. It raises it, and then it can somehow move with its own forces.
Okay, let it be that way.
Now, is the upper one, is that Rosh of Sag? Is that what moves everything?
Rosh of Sag determines everything. Yeah?
Um,
I am trying to depict this state. It sounds like the desire to receive the Malchut connects with Zerampin, which is the creator, and receives there some connection with him for the first time. It appears that way, and receives this smallest connection, which is called the light of Nefesh.
Yep.
Is it a connection like that?
Yeah, you start from the embryo.
Ken.
Yeah.
Раф, вот появились три линии Хагат и Неи, да, например. Там есть правая и левая средняя линии, и внизу есть правая и левая средняя
линия. There are three lines, and there's Chagat Nei, there's left, right, and middle, up and down. So let's say I want to scrutinize Netzach, it's on the right. So who's in control of it? The Chesed that is above it, it's also right, or Tiferet. Who gives birth and who conducts it?
The upper one on the line, but it agrees between them.
То есть за счет этого происходит контроль и управление, что не будет разбиения больше.
So as a result, there's control that there won't be more of a shattering?
We'll say it's not enough, but for the time, yes.
Ken Oren.
Why is this beginning of the world of Atzilut called an embryo?
Because it starts from a state that there was no such small one like him. That's why it's called Ubar, embryo. It's a coarseness that cannot on its own do anything, but rather it's under the control of the upper one.
And that's a condition to start corrections?
Yes, because the beginning of the correction needs to be from zero. And that's called the degree of ubar, of embryo, in which it cannot do anything on its own, but the upper one operates it. On one hand, he is born and exists in a certain way. On one hand, on the other hand, he's already starting to develop.
It's as if he wants to be good, but he doesn't have forces for it.
Yes. That's an embryo.
And then he gets mochin of suckling from the upper one.
That's a lot more time. There are many more actions that have to take place here. He needs to grow and be born after the month of gestation and be born and to rise to the chazeh of the upper one where he receives the suckling.
So how here in one item he wrote all of this?
Well, that's Tiha. It's the beginning here. Yeah.
So to continue, Oren, we know that the first paltzuf in Atzilut is Atik. So the embryo is a paltzuf. What is it?
Of course it's a paltzuf.
And it will be Atik later, because that's the first paltzuf of Atzilut.
But the embryo is not the first paltzuf. It's the last paltzuf that is born from all the rest of these paltzufim that exist in the world of Atzilut. And he's born from them and sustains them, just like the upper abundance comes to him.
Why he wrote that it's the first one that came out, the embryo. Why did you say it's last?
That which emerges comes out as the in the form of an embryo, of ubar, but it's not the first partzuf. Where are all those partzufim from Ein Sof till this place?
I asked about the first of Atzilut.
The first Natsilut, yes. The first one in Atzilut is Atik.
And the embryo, so why does it come before Atik?
Before Atik emerges, then the embryo comes out. And this is where the Partsuf Atik develops from.
Thank you.
Yes.
What's the main thing we learn from Nikudim, that there was Katnut, Gadlut, and then a shattering? What do we learn?
That it is impossible to update a Partsuf to correct all the shattering and the world of Nikudim, unless there's here another system called the world of Atzilut.
Now, in Nikudim there was Katnut, Gadlut, and then we get this teaching, this lesson. So why in the new Ma do we again have to go to Katnut and Gadlut?
You don't have the vessels that are ready for Gadlut. You don't. You need here to go through the incorporation of the Reshimot and then the months of gestation, meaning development within the womb of the Upper One, birth from the womb of the Upper One, growing, development from the small to big. And then the Big One enters into action that it can be himself in Iburi, Nika, and Mochin.
So every new degree has to go through all these stages on her own.
Yes, of course, just like in our world.
And then there's that previous lesson, teaching, or she has to relearn it every time.
Each time we need to learn this anew.
Ken?
Is the descent from Bina to Malchut in the world of Sag, that's what moved the first restriction?
The descent
of the Nekudot. The first incorporation between Bina and Malchut, that's what moved the first restriction from its place.
Yes.
And did it bring a new force into the system?
Yes.
No. Oren.
Atzilut yotze al Alef Shoresh.
Atzilut came out on Alef Shoresh.
Yes, and Bon, the upper Bon also comes out on root and one.
Yes.
So what's the difference between them?
What is the upper Bon?
The last Partsuf on the smallest coarseness that comes out on the world of Adam Kadmon above the Tabu.
Above the Tabur.
Right.
We're talking about Partsufim that are being revitalized
after the shattering.
They're being resurrected after the shattering. That's something completely different. These Partsufim specifically are what cause the correction of the worlds.
But it's supposedly they're activated by the same information, one and root.
So where does one and zero come from? One and zero that's above the Tabu is the regular 1-0 Aleph and Shoresh that did not go through shattering. And the 1-0 below the Tabu goes through the shattering and collects all the vessels from the shattering, collects it within, and raises them to corrections. This is a different action.
They both want to bestow, right?
Let's say yes.
And they're both root and one.
Yes.
So why isn't their bestowal equal?
You have 1-0 from everything, just like you have a baby from an elephant and you have a baby from a mouse. What are you laughing?
So the fact that it has a lower concealed hay, that's what separates him?
That just discloses his level. The lower hay in concealment. That from that, a mouse will give birth to an elephant.
And when it comes after the shattering,
yes.
So what priority does it give him?
The fact that it comes after the shattering, that it can correct the shattering. These are the Streshimo, the best records. It has all the records from the shattering, from those that were before the shattering and during the shattering and after the shattering. It's all included in all these shattered records.
So supposedly he knows that he's unsuccessful, so why does it give him forces to correct?
Well, there were different conditions. Now there are new conditions. And he wants to succeed.
What renewed?
That now he has the lower hay that's the smallest. He's not demanding anything, just the sustenance of the embryo. And from here, he starts his history. Slowly, slowly.
Ken. No.
Yes. Well.
Rav, Aleph, itlabshut zechagat.
Aleph of clothing of one is Chagat and of Malchut Etznehi. So what does it mean that in the Parzuf, the vessels of bestowal are impregnated with the vessels of reception? What is that state?
Let's say 0, 1, 1, 0. So we need lights of Chagat, the clothes and the vessels of Nehi.
Yes.
How does the Paltzuf bring a deficiency from himself? Because we learned that until now the deficiency is when the upper light strikes the Masach of the Rosh. And here the Paltzuf brings a deficiency from himself.
The deficiencies are always inside the Partzufim. Where else would they be? Would they come from above? From above the light comes, but it invites new deficiencies in the Partzufim.
Okay, the answer confused me. Thank you.
It'll come back. There's nothing that we can go through here and miss something along the way. It'll come back to us several times.
I have a general question. Can I ask it?
Well,
we're parts of the system, and the shattered will to receive that wants to connect and discover the Creator and receive the light.
Not yet, but let's say.
This is what I'm depicting, and I hear their friends asking questions, and I'm trying to understand what they're asking. I don't understand anything. Why is the system so important? Why is the embryo so important for them? Why isn't the connection important? Why isn't that what we're asking about? I mean, it seems like a general question, but
I didn't understand.
You didn't? I also don't understand the friends. I don't understand their questions. That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't understand me. And I'm asking because I'm reading about our correction here.
We have here, I don't understand what you're saying.
You don't understand? I don't know how to ask it. If we were connected, would we understand each other? Would we discover the Creator? Would there be a connection between us? Would there be a mutual language?
Yes, we would go through all those things too.
So that's my question. If we're reading the same story about us, why don't we understand each other?
Because we're not in those discernments yet. We are not in those discernments. It'll come. You're feeling it like in during birth. It's like you want, but you don't know what. Yes.
About the embryo, that deficiency of an embryo. The lower hay that's concealed or something. There's like a record pushing it to a tendency to ask from the upper one. Right.
Okay.
So this record, where did it come from? It's the first time there's a cascading from the courses of 0-1 to this place. So where did the record come from?
There's none. The record comes from above. The record comes from the refinement of the Pertsuf.
But the refinement came from a bigger coarseness.
Yes, it was refined. It left behind a record, and that record now awakens itself to rise to the upper one, to the light of the upper one, for the upper one to correct him.
So the record doesn't depend on the coarseness, it depends on the place.
The record depends on the place where it comes from, who it belongs to. That reshimo, can it be in several different degrees of coarseness? No. So for the first time, there was this expansion of 0-1-2 in, of course. So where did the record come from? The record is something that, Rav, but after the expansion took place, and there was the shattering, and the shattering left these records. Those records fill that place. The shattering was not on 0-1. The shattering was on the entire partsuf of the world of Nikudim, and also upon the partsuf of its malchut. So one of the kings there was 0-1? Yes, of course.
Ken.
Okay, thank you. Yes. Thank you, Rav. Also, to continue that question, what is the coupling at the metzach? Upon the coarseness of shorish, it's called a zivuga, a coupling on metzach. It's like there's a piece that's missing here between the shattering. He writes that there's a refinement of this partsuf of katnut rises to the coupling at the metzach, and then it comes down again. Rab, yes, because less than that is already the metzach. The katnut is nikveinaim and then metzach. It's like not clear what happens between the shattering, where there's a shattering, meaning what happens between shattering and the creation of a new pertsuf, of the new ma. It's not clear what the order is there. Scrutiny, the records are being scrutinized upon which we can do a coupling, and the light illuminates, and below are the shattered different records, and the light sorts them out and begins to sort with which records it can go into common work and seeks for the smallest possible record. It's called the records of the future embryo. And the smallest level of coarseness records. And he works with them.
The light shines where?
The light shines to the shattered vessels. And by that, the shattered vessels start to get sorted out between them in a chain. Where is it better and where is it worse? And the light begins in such a way as it's sorting them, it also raises them to correction, two couplings.
The light that shines, shines from Ein Sof, right? Then it goes through all the previous Paltzufim.
Yes.
So it goes through the world of Nikudim into the new Ma.
It goes through everything that was before and illuminates now upon the shattered vessels.
And then it chooses the smallest Paltzuf.
Yes.
And that's where the Zivug happens on the Mesach.
Yes. What can you do? That's how it happens. What do you all, Niv?
On the contrary, you called it the future embryo. Why?
After everything is scrutinized and the coupling is done upon it, it will become an ubar, an embryo.
So what he's saying, embryo, it's not the real embryo, it's about the future embryo?
Yes.
So what partzuf is that?
It will be the partzuf atik.
So atik is the future embryo?
Yes, it's the first one in the world of Atzilut.
Why? What's the connection between Atik and the future embryo?
Do you know who Atik is? No. It's the first Partsuf in the world of Atzilut. Where did it rise from? It rose from the records that were in the shattering. The upper light bestows upon the vessels that are in the records that are in the shattering and erects the first Partsuf called Atik. Atik is called that it's copied to. It was a reflection of it was made. And this is how we begin to see how this develops, how we raise it for the first time, the second time.
And the connection between Atik and the future embryo?
No, the future embryo is the form of a partzuf that is growing. As its way to grow is called an embryo, an ubar. It's not some special name for someone. Okay. 121, yes?
We read 121. Should I read it again? 121. Hence, in the Numa that emerged from the Metzach, there are two phases of Katnut and Gadlut too, as in the world of Nikudim. The Katnut emerges first, according to the coarseness disclosed in the screen, which is the level of Zeranpin of clothing, called Chagat, and the level of Malchut of coarseness, called Nehi, due to the three lines made on the level of Malchut. The right line is called Netzach, and the left line is called Hod, and the middle line is called Yesod. Yet, since there is only clothing in phase one without coarseness, it has no vessels. Thus, the level of Chagat is devoid of the vessels, and it clothes the vessels of Nehi. This level is called embryo, Ubar, which means that there is only coarseness of the root there, which remained in the screen after its refinement during its ascent from the coupling at the Metzach of the upper one. The level that emerges there is only the level of Malchut. Yet, within there is a concealed Badam Hay regarded as the Badam Hay at the Metzach. Once the embryo receives the coupling in the upper one, it descends from there to its place and receives the mochin of suckling yinika from the upper one, which are coarseness of phase one, considered the bottom hay in nikvei enayim, Thus, it acquires vessels from Chagat 2. Chagat expands from Nehi, and it has the level of Zeranpin.
Here we hear how the Partsuf grows, where although to begin with it has the level of Malchut, but eventually it comes to the level of Zeranpin. And it's all through nullification before the Upper One. Okay?
Yes, Niv.
So the root one comes from the shattering.
All the records come from the shattering.
So what's the process? How does root one go to the Metzach and perform the coupling that gives the first Patsuf of Atzilut?
After the world of Nikudim shattered, all the records fell below. Upon them, the general light shines, begins to sort them, and takes the records, the reshimot that are closest to the shattering, which he just did. That upper light. And after that sorting, it raises them above. These remaining records and performs upon them a coupling. And then the level of Atik emerges. The first level of the world of Atzilut.
What's the general light shines on them?
The general light of the world of Atzilut. They are in within it. It's the light that vitalizes everyone and raises the degree of ibul, of embryo to its level, where it begins to get ready to emerge or to be born. That's it. Gradually, slowly, slowly, slowly. Don't worry, it will all end. Yes.
He writes that Chagat is impregnated in Nehi and rises to the Upper One.
Yes.
So, where is the shattered Patsuf? In the vessels of his Nehi or in his Upper One?
We will learn.
And who's the upper one of the new Ma when he depicts this new Patsuf?
The truth is that the upper one of what's happening here is Sag.
Thank you.
Sag.
The vessels shattered and died, right? Is that the first time there's death in the spiritual world? And then Atzik started the resurrection or something?
Yes, let's say. The raising of the records from the place of Biyah to Atzilut is called the revival of the dead. Yes. For the resurrection of the dead.
The embryo of Atzilut comes from the coupling in the Metzach, right? So it turns out that the embryo is adhered to the brain of the upper one and can't work. So all it needs to do is adhere to the mind of the upper one. And it turns out that this embryo of the future Atzilut is like checking the future system. How will all adhere to the upper one? And afterwards the Gadlut is revealed.
Okay, let it be that way for nine, for now.
No. Yeah. No.
Yes.
Every entrance of a new element Bala Sulam adds, let's say the three lines, and an embryo, and things that are new, that's actually to mark a beginning that we have to start using these new elementary vessels of correction and the ascent of the created being?
No, basically.
Well, actually, yes.
That until now was from above downward, and now when the lower one, the created being, starts awakening and working from its own, so in the text, more terms have to be inserted.
Yes. In parallel to the actions that are from above to below. Okay, so that's it. I'm done. What do we have today?
Today's schedule at 10, basic concepts of the wisdom of Kabbalah with Dr. Lightman, and at noon we have the noon lesson live. Let's end with a song.
Somewhere in the still of the night, a whisper of love awakens inside. Somewhere in the dark there's a flame, a light in our hearts guiding us through the pain. Years of chasing after the wind, but the treasures of life are hidden within. Answer will come down from above, piecing all of the world in one vision of love. And from our hearts we sing one song, all voices as one in the rhythm of life. And from our hearts we sing one song, all voices as one in the rhythm of love. Melody rises with the sun, from the silence it came, and calls everyone. United here we stand with one voice, a time to give thanks, a time to rejoice. Everything is clear to see, and the walls are no more, between them and me. Together in this ocean of love, in the depths of the heart, united as one. From our hearts we sing one song, all voices as one, in the rhythm of love. And from our hearts we sing one song, all voices as one, in the rhythm of love. From our hearts we voices as one in the rhythm of love. And from our hearts we sing one song, all voices as one in